So I'll begin with a question. What is your favorite Christmas story? Is it the story of the angel Gabriel visiting Mary, the Virgin Mary, telling her that God had chosen her to conceive and give birth to the very Son of God? Or is it the story of Joseph and his dream, where the angel told Joseph not to divorce the Virgin Mary because the baby she's carrying was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and the baby will be called Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins? Or is it the story of the wise men who traveled far following a star, looking for the true King of Kings, the King of the Jews, the boy Jesus, so that they could give to him and worship him? Well, for me, the story of the shepherds watching their flock by night, when the angels and their heavenly host appear to them, is the most striking of all the Christmas stories. For in this story, the importance of Christmas, the importance of the birth of Jesus is wonderfully displayed. In the history of this world, in the history of humanity, there has never been another time where God opened the heavens, making the heavenly realm visible to men, to shepherds, as heavenly beings bring praise to God for what he had done. It is the only time in history where a multitude of angels and a heavenly host descend upon this fallen world in celebration and praise. The birth of Jesus was such an event in the history of this world that God himself decreed that heaven and earth would join in harmonious praise. Traditionally, when we come to celebrate Christmas in our churches, we seem to create an atmosphere of stillness and quietness. Next Sunday evening, we have our carols by candlelight, where we all the lights are dimmed, candles are lit, and soft carols are sung. In our nativity scenes, we see Mary and Joseph, shepherds and wise men, sheep and oxen in stillness, watching a peaceful baby Jesus asleep. Now, this is why I love the story of the angels in the field as shepherds watch their flocks by night. Because for the angels, the first Christmas was not a night of stillness and quietness. For them, it was a night of joy, of great joy and celebration. On the night Jesus was born, heaven could not keep quiet because God had descended upon this earth. God had descended upon this earth. Glory to God in the highest was all that the heavenly hosts and the angels could sing and praise God. The heavenly joy was of majestic and glorious proportions. Such was the celebration that the shepherds had to go in search of the baby Jesus. They had to see the baby that caused this heavenly festival on their field. Dear friends, does the advent of Christ Jesus bring joy to your heart? may it do so. Let us have a quick look at this Christmas story and see that Christmas is worth celebrating with all joy and praise. For when we celebrate Christmas, what we are to do is to remember and praise God for the arrival of the wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. For there was born that day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This here is a fascinating start to this historic event. We read, Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. This would have been the first public announcement of the birth of Jesus. The King of Glory had been born. The Creator of the world had come to make His dwelling amongst men. The King of Kings had taken up residence on this earth. But where is the announcement of Christ's birth made? In a field. Outside the little and insignificant town of Bethlehem. It wasn't in the palace, the king's palace in Jerusalem. It wasn't at the great temple in Jerusalem. The announcement of the birth of the King of Heaven came first to poor old shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. This seems puzzling. Why were lowly shepherds chosen to be the first witnesses? The first witnesses in the announcement of Christ's birth. See, at that time in history, being a shepherd was not an honorable job. In fact, shepherds were almost treated as outcasts of society. They were seen as low in status and with little value. So low and so little value that their testimony in court would be rejected. But it is to those lowly shepherds that God chose to announce the birth of His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Here is the first reason Christmas is worth all our celebration and all our joy and praises. Christ Jesus came to this earth for the weak and lowly. The King of Heaven came to this earth for the poor and the broken. The proud, the rich, and the self-proclaimed good person would not have received this good news. Dear friends, this announcement of the good news of Christ would be given to the least of us here. I have wondered before Christ took hold of my own heart, I have wondered, if I was in the field that night, would the angels have descended upon it to bring me this good news of great joy? I believe that I would have missed out on this remarkable appearance. For the pride in my heart and my self-proclaimed goodness would be too great for me to receive the news of the birth of a Savior. I would not have seen my own need of a Savior You see, if the kings and princes of Judea had received the news of Christ's birth, they would have sought to kill him. Remember King Herod. When the wise men inquired of him about the birth of the king of the Jews, Herod responded by plotting to kill the child. Now I challenge you with this thought. How would you respond to the announcement of a king that was coming to take complete and utter rule over your life? Even today, I believe the spirit of Herod is hot within our society. When the message of Christ is brought to the doorsteps of those in our community, almost all reject it. They do not want to bow to the King of Kings. They believe in themselves that they have no need of a Savior. You see, the announcement of Christ is heard best by the least amongst us. Let us therefore humble ourselves before God and man. And so the poor lowly shepherds were God's first choice in announcing the arrival of the King of all creation. And what an announcement it was. It reads, "And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid." You see, the announcement of Christ Jesus is never meant to be a little thing. For when Christ is proclaimed, the very honor of God is at stake. "Behold your God, Emmanuel is nigh." God is with us. Notice how the glory of the presence of God was there with the angel who announced Christ's arrival. It says, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. The glorious presence of God is always there when the truth of Christ Jesus is proclaimed. This was the glory of the Lord shining bright. You see, to behold the glory of God is a magnificent thing, unparalleled beauty and wonder. When the Bible speaks about the glory of God, it gives us a descriptive image of pure, radiant brightness. Light breaking forth like the dawn. Loud thundering. A great cloud of covering and devouring fire. Now, I don't know what the shepherds saw that night, but if they saw the glory of God shining around them as His glory is described throughout the Bible, the shepherds would have been filled with awe, amazement, and certainly great fear. The society at that time considered the shepherds as low in status, but when God made His glory known to them, they would be made aware of the lowest state of their own hearts. And so we read, "And they were greatly afraid." They were afraid when they saw the angel and the glory of God shining around them. Friends, are you aware of the presence of God? Is your heart open to know Him? Are you humbled by His presence? Then we read, "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Here is the reason for celebrating the advent of Christ. Do not be afraid, for in Christ's advent, God did not come in judgment and anger. He came in mercy and in grace. He did not come to punish us as our sins deserve. He came instead to make children of many, to all who would receive Him in faith and with gladness. This is good tidings of great joy. Our lives have all fallen short of the glory of God. We have often rejected His presence and love. We have often turned our faces from God, choosing instead to be kings and queens of our own lives. You see, God had all the right to come in judgment and righteousness, destroying all who oppose Him. But that first Christmas, God chose to come to bring peace and joy to all people. The angel said, "Do not be afraid." Friends, rejoice. The Savior came that first Christmas to rescue His people from their sins and not to judge them. Christ came first to save. But have you responded to His call of salvation? Christ grew into a man, living a perfect life of obedience to His Heavenly Father. He suffered all that this broken world could throw on Him. He resisted all the temptation that that old serpent could tempt Him with. Yet Christ Jesus remained without sin, living a perfect life in our place. Christ Jesus was despised by the world, rejected by the ones He would come to save. They sentenced Him to death on a cruel cross. But this was why Christ did come. So that by dying on the cross, He would take upon Himself all the punishment His people deserve. In dying, with His last breath, crying out, "It is finished," all the power of hell and death was crushed at His feet. No law was left unbroken. No law was left that was still being broken. No penalty was left that wasn't paid for. The anger of God was fully and finally satisfied. On the third day, Christ rose from the grave in the fullness of His own eternal heavenly glory. When we celebrate Christmas, we remember and rejoice, praising God for coming to do just that, to be the Savior of the world, to rescue sinful men and women like you and I. And as the announcement of Christ was made to the poor shepherds, heaven could not contain itself. Heaven burst open as suddenly we are told that there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The greatest celebration in the history of all creation happened that night on that field. Friends, this year we have all faced a bout of challenges and difficulties. This year has been far from peaceful to any of us. The world became plagued with a virus that shook life as we knew it. For the first time in our lives, we all experienced our personal freedom being threatened. Social distancing introduced into our lives an unwanted separation. National lockdowns forced boundaries upon our lives, which we did not want. As COVID-19 cases rose, we sadly saw death tolls rise with it, troubling our lives as we found ourselves in danger of even losing our most loved ones. But friends, listen to the message of Christmas. Even as it was proclaimed by the heavenly host, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. On earth peace. This is what I will finish with this evening. When Christ Jesus came to earth, he came to bring peace. True heavenly peace to all who would receive him. Friends, life is difficult. Life is hard. I too have felt all the pressures of life upon me this year. There were points I was at a breaking point. But there is a peace in my heart that goes beyond my own understanding. And there is a joy in my heart that is unspeakable. Christ is the Prince of Peace who has taken a dwelling in my own heart. When life's troubles and difficulties are thrown upon me, I know peace in Christ. I know peace with God. There is no greater peace that we can know. There is a difference between the Christian and the non-Christian. We both celebrate Christmas in one way or another. However, with Christ at the helm of my life, all my joy and all my praise is for him who came to save me. As the Christian sings carols, and as the Christian lifts his voice in praise, the joy of his heart is taken up into the very throne room of God, before the face of God. Dear friends, have you received Christ as your Lord and Savior? In faith, have you beheld his glory? If not, call out to him even today. The Bible teaches us that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't just listen to the wonderful stories of the first Christmas. Don't let the words of the carols we sing just be words that we utter. Don't just marvel at them. Go further. Personally receive Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. For he is at the center of all that is true and good during all our Christmas seasons. Turn to him and worship Christ the King. Amen.